I really want to be with this type of person. You're like, really? Like, well, I want to try this. You do? You know? And it's like, and they're not afraid to talk about it. And so like, I feel like a weight's lifted off your shoulders when you can like really just be you.
Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. Hi, sweets. Welcome back. Today on Sweet Release, I have Mrs. Andy Avalon here today.
Hello.
Welcome. Thanks for being
here. Thank you for having me.
I've been looking forward to our conversation and getting to know you.
Too.
You are married. You have three kids.
Me too.
You're in the adult film industry, and that's kind of a recent job, right?
Yes. Yeah. I've only been doing this career path for about like a little over a year, maybe 2 years the most.
So yeah, I'm so curious. And you joined with your husband, right?
Yes. Yes.
So I guess before we dive into that experience, I would love to kind of go back and just like, could you tell us a little bit about your marriage and your partnership and like how long you've been together a little
sure.
bit?
And me and my husband have been married since 2015. We got together in 2013. So we're going on, gosh, feels like forever, a lot of years. And we've always had a pretty great relationship. We've got three kids. And yeah, now we're in this path. And I was a stay-at-home mom. So just doing normal vanilla life. It was great.
Did you have kind of a good sexual relationship?
Yeah. I mean, like every relationship has its ups and downs.
Totally.
But for the most part, we've always had we communicate great. Our sex life was always great. I think we just got more, as we got older, we got a little more curious and started branching out after 10 years.
You get more adventurous, I feel like, when it starts to feel stagnant and stale.
Yeah.
You're like, what can we do to spice it up and like stay connected?
I think that's exactly what was happening is we were like starting to get kind of, you know, you stop having sex as much, take, you know, a couple of days turns into a couple of weeks and turns into a month. You don't even know what's happening. And then you start to notice that, the pent up feelings. And then I think that's when we started kind of like, you know, realizing that and talking about it. And
what was that conversation like? Was it both on your minds or did one of you bring it up first?
It was more like, we had an event happened. Like he saw me flirting with a girl once. I didn't even know that I had feelings for girls. Had no idea.
Did you know you were flirting? Were you?
Like- I don't even think so. No, like I'd been drinking, and so I guess it just like he was sober at the time, and he's like, I saw you interact with this female, and I think you're into women. And I was like, that's crazy. That's not true. And he's like, very sober, and it's very clear to me. And then he was like, I think that you should, you know, I don't want you to go through your life not like thinking you missed out on something. Like, you know, if you have desire to be with women, he's like, let's explore that. And then we went days without talking about it. And then I was like, well, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it with you. You know, I'm not going to do it myself. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, oh, like we can do that kind of thing. And then we did.
Did you know anyone like in your life that had been exploring that at all?
No.
Okay.
So we come from very like Catholic family. So that's not really an option in our life, or was it even talked about, just like, so when we felt like we were like, had its big secret, you know, like breaking the rules.
Did you open up to close people in your life eventually?
No, we didn't. We are actually now talking about like our lives, but no, it all happened so fast, and we actually had an old friend out us to the world.
Oh my God.
Yeah, which obviously we're not friends anymore. Very brutally and like just harshly just told all of our family and friends.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What, so like a Facebook share or something? Or
like a direct, like a text message.
Oh my God.
Yeah. To all, everybody just told them all. And it was very harsh. But it ripped the Band-Aid off.
True.
And so everyone found out very quickly, instead of like, we were always afraid of like a slow drip. Like one person finds out, then we have to like explain it. And another person explain that. It happened all at once.
Do you, I'm sure there was a lot of judgment initially, but oh, do definitely. You still feel like a lot of judgment from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say a lot of the, most people are coming around to it, but yeah, a lot of judgment from a lot of people. And we expected that. It's not your average life. Can't expect anybody to understand it unless you're living it.
Yeah, for you know? Sure.
And I think two people can't understand that we have a very healthy, happy marriage. And most people would think that we're unhappy or that our relationship is unhealthy and that's why we're doing it. And that's just not it, you know?
Well, that's what I'm trying to illuminate in your line of work too, is that everyone that I've had on the podcast that does what you do is very empowered and they're very like comfortable in their sexual power. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a way for you to safely explore. And, you know, some people are comfortable with, you know, doing it. And so why not make a living and enjoy life?
Yeah. And there's something that comes with, you know, sex is so like you keep it between two people. And I totally admire that. But when you are in our, you know, line of work or in what we're doing, you become so confident and comfortable with your own, all of your flaws, you work through them. All of your fears, you work through them. Your spouse, you communicate better. Like there can't be a lack of communication. Mm-hmm. Like everything is talked about. Every experience is talked about. And I feel like we grew closer. Our communication is like better than it's ever been. And it's like kind of hot sometimes, you know, like, you know, and we get to do things together, which is even more hot. But we had to break down a lot of barriers in your relationship to even get there. So,
yeah, that's the best thing about having any style of open relationship is like you're communicating all the time. You're kind of becoming more aware with your feelings too, because we're taught so much to like brush things under the rug and like not feel or react. And when you're in that experience, you have to be open and vulnerable. And it's, like you said, it's super sexy.
Yeah. Also, you learn about like some people have kinks and things that they're into and they just don't talk about it because they feel shameful. But when you get to the point where you're like, I really want to be with this type of person, you're like, really? Like, well, I want to try this. You do? You know? And it's like, and they're not afraid to talk about it. And so like, you feel like a weight's lifted off your shoulders when you can like really just be you and, you know, talk
about
all
the,
And it's like something we said about that. And I'm like, oh my God, I thought you were going to be so upset. It's like, no, tell me.
Do you or your husband have like kind of like a voyeurism kink where you like watching each other with someone else? Or is there anything specific that you have found that you really enjoy?
We like people watching us, which is fun.
That makes sense.
I didn't always like in the beginning, I didn't like seeing him with other women. Like it would bother me. But then I worked through that and then it started to be kind of sexy. I was like, oh, because he was like, you're a sexy man and you're like powerful in the bedroom. And like, you know, when I realized that like, he's still very much in love with me and that's just a fun experience. Same as it was for me. I was like, oh, this is great. And then it was kind of hot. And it took, and his process was the same. Like at first he was afraid I was going to like leave him for the first person that I slept with. And then I didn't.
Then, those feelings are natural, I think, initially. But I think once you like move past that and kind of realize how sexy and playful and
innocent, you know, there's not like a long-term relationship with that one sexual experience. It's like a sexual experience. And and once you can get past that, like the what's right, you're like, oh, that was just hot. And it becomes more fun.
So now you guys definitely play separately and you experience a lot of, love that.
That was, that started for like OnlyFans stuff, you know, I should, you know, everyone requested him starting his own page. Like it started out just me. They're like, what about him? Like he should have his own page. I was like, oh, we never even thought about that. And then he did. And he's like, proud of it. You know, like it's kind of cool. And he's like, all these girls, he's like, I never thought in my age that girls will be calling me to hook up. He's like, I look at my DMs and I have girls asking me to be with them. He's like, never in a million years did I think that was going to happen. He's used to being the one that's pursuing, right? Mm-hmm. As a man. No, his DMs are full.
That's awesome.
It's kind of cool.
Do you guys sit up late at night and kind of like laugh and compare and have fun with it?
He'll be like, look who DM'd you. And I'm like, who? And I'm like, oh, wow. And he's like, who DM'd me? I'm like, what? No way. It's fun.
What about your kids? I would love to talk if you're comfortable sharing like how open you are with them or how, what boundaries you've set with them about like your career?
Well, I have two little ones, so we're not quite there with them yet. Slowly getting there. Then I have like an older teenager and he's of age, like he's 17. So we had to tell him like before we even really got going because he's a boy.
Yeah.
And he's going to be on the internet. Mm-hmm. And we just had to like let him know certain things, like probably not to like specifically type in for.
Yeah, don't type in our names.
Right. And like he's like, he'll come across us, but he's like, at least he can avoid that genre. Mm. And he was very accepting and like, hey, do your thing. Like, who am I to judge you? Like, you're happy. And he sees our relationship and that it's healthy. And he's like, hey, if that's what makes you guys happy, then do it. But my little ones, we haven't gotten there yet. It's more like, where do I go during the day? I just, excuse me, say like taking pictures.
Yeah.
Because I am taking pictures.
Just mama's going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're not at the point where I have to like tell them just yet, you know?
Yeah. When they're that little, you just.
And I still don't even know
what your journey is going to look like.
Right. Because I mean, the journey could end.
True.
And then it's just something we did in the past or it can continue and I might get more advice and see like the right way to talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask you if you have any advice for people. Cause I did get a recent question about, you know, just being in, that line of work or being in kind of like even just an open dynamic relationship and like how to approach that with your kids. Cause there is a lot of bullying still.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of, you know, just, kids can just be hateful.
Right.
And so it, just creating that safe space for your child to like know what you do, but not feel like uncomfortable, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know how to navigate that yet, but I know that our home life is very loving and like, we really don't fight. Like it's very, like there's no toxic energy in our home. Mm-hmm. And so I can't speak for all families, but I know that we all have moments of weakness, but I don't know that if we were living in a maybe more of a toxic environment, I'd have to have more, like there'd be more explanation, like, well, why are you doing this? And I think being so healthy in my marriage, it'll be easier to explain like, well, this is just what, you know, this is that we live a different lifestyle and many people do. And with the internet now, like TikTok and all, it's so normalized.
Totally.
Like, TikTok feeds are full of like polygamous families, like, you know, multiple moms, multiple dads, multiple kids, multiple families. And it's, they're so exposed to it that my kids will be like, they have two moms. They have two dads. They have four people. Why do they live all together? You know, and you just that's just the way they live. So hopefully by the time we get to that point, I'll have a better feel for it. But right now we're just day by day and always open to someone's suggestions. Like, is there even a right way? I don't even know. Every situation's different.
You know? Yeah, I'm sure that's a good point. Is just kind of having that incredible family dynamic already is just going to make your kids understand that it's just like a part of you. You know,
right? Like
I think the advice probably. I mean, I don't know. That I would give maybe is just like being gentle with it and just being honest and vulnerable and opening up when it feels right, like at the age that it feels like you should.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't, like I said, I don't know when that'll be. It could be soon. It could be later. We also don't do anything in our home. Like there's nothing that's ever, everything that we do is outside of the house. So they have a very safe space that like, there's not weird people coming over. There's not strangers, you know? So there's no like explanation like, well, who is that? Why are they here? Like that doesn't happen anywhere in our city. We travel, but we do that on purpose. Like if we do content for OnlyFans, we drive to LA. Mm. We don't live anywhere near here, you know? So there's never crossing of paths. Like we don't live near anybody. So their safe space is their home. Like there's no reason to feel like vulnerable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's really good advice too. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people do things in their home and I think that's totally to each his own. I don't, but I, you know, it's just how we navigate things and keep that separate.
Yeah, keep it separate.
Yeah. Which, and like I said, people do it in their own homes and that's totally fine. That's their dynamic.
Yeah.
you know, ours is different.
Let them do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I'd also love to, well, I guess we kind of already were talking about your empowerment. I mentioned it briefly, mm-hmm. but do you feel like this has made you feel more comfortable in yourself at all?
Like, oh, definitely. I was definitely one of those people that like wouldn't even get changed in front of a room of people.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like if I had to change my shirt, like I would go in the bathroom and like change it and like cover it up.
You were pretty reserved growing up. I mean, you said you grew up Catholic too.
I was Christian, but my husband's family is Catholic.
Okay.
But yes, very shy. Definitely, this is never something that I thought I would ever find myself doing. But when we did, it was like a whole other side of me came out and like so confident now.
Yeah.
Still shy in real life, but like when it comes to this, it just you do feel empowered. So say, and it's nice to be in your own skin and like feel good. You know.
Yeah, totally.
So,
and have you gotten to obviously explore your sexuality a bit?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've got
that's the most empowering thing too, I think too. Like mm-hmm. you said, it's like finding another side of you, but.
Yeah. Getting to explore all the things that you maybe like suppress for so long mm-hmm. and it's okay to explore them. It's been cool.
What was that first woman like for you? Was it like,
well, I was like scary. A big time crush on her too, I guess. You know, I didn't even know it. Yeah, it was really like intimidating. And it was like, I can't believe I get to like be with someone I think is so cute, you know, like it was so taboo.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it, we must have did it together, which was like even more wild. And still to this day, she's still so hot. But yeah, it was really fun. And that's only gotten better since then. So
nice. Could you picture yourself ever like dating a woman?
Or definitely. I mean, I'm not like attracted to every woman, yeah, but like totally. If that feeling is there, then yeah, absolutely. I think so. Sometimes I'm like, I think I'd rather, you know, I think I could date a woman over a man. And I'm like, well, I kind of like them both.
Same.
You know, like maybe we just have a boyfriend, girlfriend for a week and see what it's like. No.
Yeah. Have you guys ever dated someone together or has it always just been playful?
I think it's just playful. Yeah. Like we talked about it for a minute, but like having a husband is hard work. And having a husband and a girlfriend, I think would just, I don't think I have time.
The energy. You know?
Yeah, the energy and the time and like catering to a whole nother adult's emotions. Mm-hmm.
Plus and the like, babies. Yeah.
Plus the kids.
And the
dog. Dogs, kids, whole thing. And I just wouldn't have the time.
Yeah.
I'd rather give all my full energy to my husband and like make our relationship a priority, you know? And I think we like having fun. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're quite at the adding another. I don't think that's us. Yeah.
Yeah.
We thought maybe we're like, no, we could just have too much fun everywhere else.
Yeah. We've thought maybe too, but it's never happened. Like when we've seen women kind of consistently for like many months, it's always like, I don't know. There was one girl that kind of was starting to get the feelings too much for us in the beginning of our relationship. And that was like too much for me. I do think we've like grown a lot in the last 5 years we've been together. So I could imagine myself like being more comfortable with it. But now that I have this podcast and I have all these other dreams.
Imagine like, having to share all the extra time.
It's a lot of energy. And I have friends that are in polyamorous relationships mm-hmm. and watching them do it, it's exhausting.
Yeah. And polyamorous looks very intriguing. Like I think it's really fascinating. I've always thought of that. But it seems like a lot of work mm-hmm. and like attention to more people.
It's a certain type of person, I think, that could totally do it. And I definitely love having unique connections here and conversations about it all.
And I don't even know, honestly, like if feelings of jealousy would arise then, because right now you have the sex.
Oh, no worries.
Sorry. Is that good?
Yeah.
And then you say goodbye.
Yeah.
And that's where it ends, you know? But I don't know if I'd want, like, what if I had, like, feelings of jealousy and I wouldn't know how to deal with that, you know? So, and it's all a learning experience, but I think we just like having fun.
Yeah. That's what I try to share, too, is just, like, the playfulness of it, you know? Like, just welcome the play, mm-hmm. have fun, be playful, explore.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself. Open up.
Exactly. Is there anything that you want to explore and haven't yet, or any scenes that you've been interested in doing?
I've done a lot of scenes. And I feel like there's always a new one that comes my way. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, I would have never thought to do that. I can never say there's something I want to do more than something else. Some people are like, oh, yeah, I want to do like 10 people at once. That terrifies me.
Yeah, same. I would not like that.
It's terrifying. No, I don't think there's anything that I necessarily want. I'm more of a...
I have an answer for that.
Oh.
Is there something else I can
Siri is joining She's our listening. Conversation. Creepy.
That's always, right? But I'm one of those people, too, that, like, if you throw an idea at me, like, oh, that sounds cool. Yeah, let's try it. But I'm not very creative in that aspect. Like, I don't think of something that I really, like, there's nothing that's, like, in my brain, like, oh, that sounds fun. It's more my husband. He's like, I have an idea.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, yeah, tell me, you know,
let's do it.
But I don't come up with the ideas. I just go with the flow.
I saw a recent post you had of like a cute little holiday putting whipped cream in your mouth. Yeah,
that was his idea.
I was going to say, was that his idea? Nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
Because I lost my voice. I had to like cancel my scenes this week. And he's like, well, we have to do content instead. I was like, okay, let's do it. And he's like, I have an idea. I want you. And he literally... this whole thing.
Like script.
Yeah. He was like, you're going to sit by the fireplace. You're going to put whipped cream in your mouth and you're going to read me a children's book. And I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. You know? Mm-hmm. And he's like, and that's where he's like, see, my idea was awesome. Like it really is.
Good job, honey.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. And every time I say, I don't want to do that, everyone loves it. Mm-hmm. So I stop saying it. I'm like, okay.
Trust his vision.
He's got a good vision. Yeah. So,
yeah, it's nice being with a creative. I'm with one too. And it's fun to, I mean, I guess I'm creative too. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to bounce energies off each other and ideas and yeah.
Different also, points of view.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it helps.
Yeah, I feel very lucky. He's very creative.
Love that. And you, obviously you do a lot of like MILF scenes.
Yes.
And you actually, congrats. I think I saw that you just won MILF Creator of the Year. For some
I
awards.
Did. Last year I did. And then I'm up for this year too.
Oh, awesome.
So fingers crossed. I would hope to get it again. That'd be great.
Yeah.
X's and ABN would be really cool.
Cool.
It's a nice accomplishment for really a solid year. Now it's going on 2 years.
That's awesome. So, I'll have to get in there and vote.
Yes, please. It would be really cool. Yeah. It feels really good.
Yeah. Is that a common, I feel like a common fantasy that's...
MILFs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I didn't even know that that was what I was going for. I didn't have a plan. But my age, I believe MILFs are now like 25 and up. And so...
Crazy.
They were like, if you have fake boobs and you're over 25, you're a MILF. I'm like, no way. Okay, cool.
Okay, that's me.
Yeah, I guess that's me. Perfect. And people love it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll fulfill someone's fantasy, sure. I like it.
It is a huge kink, and it's crazy how many people – I do a lot of AMAs. I ask people to just send me questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's – in the beginning, I was getting so many, like, confessions, too, of people, like, hooking mm-hmm. up with, like, family members. And
yeah.
Like, and – how do you feel about that? Because every time I've answered it, I've just been like, you know what? Like, if it's a consensual situation, yes. But some of these things that have happened when you're younger and like you're telling me like your cousin is like.
Confessions are wild, right? People like, confess to me all the time too. And
really?
I'm like, that's wild. I don't judge anybody for their choices,
yeah,
you know,
because I try not to judge too.
We don't know where they're at and like how they got there. And like, it's a kink for a reason, you know? I don't know. I feel like things just happen and people go with it. And it comes to like, I mean, all my scenes are always like, I'm with my stepson or I'm with my niece or I'm with my, you know, and the reason I'm doing that scene is because somebody really wants to see it and relate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm even like my OnlyFans stuff is all like, be my stepmom, be my aunt, be my mom. And I'm like, yeah, sure. I can do that for you. So that's happening. Like people really feel that way. About someone in their family. I mean, I don't have those kind of feelings.
Yeah, I don't either.
You
I
know?
Never have. I've always kept family separate.
Totally.
And even when I was exploring my sexuality, I had like a really close girlfriend that I kind of called my sister often. Mm-hmm. And we kind of had like a moment and I was like, you know what? No, like this doesn't feel right. I feel like I just have always separated.
You've had that conscious like the little cricket on your shoulder that's like, don't do that. You know?
Yeah.
That's how I am.
Where I'm like, boundaries are healthy.
Yeah.
You know? And I think there's a reason that we don't mix them, but that doesn't mean I won't judge you if you have a consensual conversation with someone and that's like something that you want to explore. But I do try to say like, hey, like be mindful, like really think about it, like make sure that it does and it did feel good in your body and have conversations with that family member now and make sure that they still feel good about it. Because I feel like trauma still comes up later in life too. Totally. If it was like,
and what feels good now in 5 years, you might really regret.
Totally.
You know?
I agree. But it is a common fetish.
It's wild. It really is. I know. Listen,
let's embrace it. The MILFs are hot. You're hot.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, I'll fulfill your fantasy. It's just, but it is interesting to think that like they're maybe in having that fantasy because they really want it in real life. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're reaching out to like creators to like fill that void instead of making those decisions because subconsciously, like they don't want to, you know, they're like, I can't do that. I can't do that. So then they have somebody role play for them.
Yeah. Which is the power safe. I think that's the safest.
Yeah.
It is safe.
You know, they don't have to, you know, cross those boundaries, but they can do it in a fantasy land.
Yeah. That is what's good about adult film and content creation is it's a way for you to play and explore and have fun with some of these fantasies that you're not comfortable with expressing on your own yet.
You know? Maybe you shouldn't. And so this is your way of, you know, fusing that outlet. Like, hey, I can, you know, let me pretend so I don't ever cross a boundary that I'll regret.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Very true. I love your hoodie too.
Yeah, thank you. Like, yeah. The back is like the whole thing, you know, adult time gives me really cool merch and I love wearing it. So
it says, porn done differently. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Do you feel like, I mean, you've only joined in the last couple of years, but have you heard from people that have been in it for years? Like, do you feel like it's very ethical now? Do you feel always really safe and like,
This company specifically, I mean, I've worked with all the companies, but they're really trying to make a very safe work environment. So when you show up on set, there's consent forms that you fill out for like the director. And then like with your scene partner, you go over all your do's and don'ts. And so if there's something you don't want to do, like everybody on set will make sure that doesn't happen. So even if you forget in the moment, like your personal assistant, your, you know, your PA on site is gonna be like, hey, that was in their no list. Like, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. And like testing is so regular and you have the option to even like say no at any point. And not that it didn't happen before. I don't know what it was like before. I just know that every set that I've been to, well, almost every set has been so great, especially for this company. Like, I've never showed up to a set where I felt uncomfortable. And if at any point I did, you know, there's someone you can call and talk to about it immediately. And you never have to go through something you don't want to. And so I feel like every step of the way, it's been very, like, easy.
Nice.
You know? And the director's like, someone will always call you the next day and be like, how was your scene? Like, I know you signed consent forms because you'll do consents on camera. And sometimes with that camera on, you feel obligated to like, yes, everything was great. You know, and you may be nervous to say it in front of somebody else, but the director, someone will call you the next day and be like, how was your experience? And you have every right to tell them exactly how you felt. And that's really comforting to know that like somebody cares to know the next day how it really went. So
yeah, that's like a little touch of aftercare, you know, after you've settled in and that's more genuine, like a phone call.
Yeah. Just checking on you, an email, something that's like, did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Or what can we do differently? You know,
how was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how was it? That's cool.
Love that. Do you explore any like rope or bondage or any playful things in?
I don't.
No.
Not in my real life. But a lot of my friends are like told me about it and like they kind of slowly introducing me to it. But I haven't gotten there yet. I'm a very I like when someone else takes the lead.
Yeah.
And I love to follow. So like having to be more dominant is definitely something I've been kind of baby stepping into. And it's been kind of cool.
Nice.
But it's slow. It's just so out of my character, you know, but I love doing new things.
Yeah. Yeah. Exploring. I know we keep talking about exploration, but that's like
it's the biggest
key
thing
to life is just keep on exploring, keep on connecting in new ways.
Yeah. And you never know who you're going to meet and how they're going to change your life and how one experience is going to change to the next. And everything that happened yesterday is gone. Like you can't redo it. So just move forward and try new things and meet new people and have new experiences is all you got left. Mm-hmm. Got to do it. You know, you only get one life to try out all the things.
Yeah, agreed.
So,
yeah, there's a lot of people that reach out to me that are like fearful to talk to their partner mm-hmm. about exploring something. And yeah, there's just a lot of fear there and shame. Mm-hmm. But do you have any advice for people just on ways to kind of make that step, make that yeah. leap?
It's funny because a lot of people are like, how did you get there? How did you break that barrier? And it's like, it's scary. And a lot of times your partner is not going to be receptive. Like they're going to be like, they're going to shut you down. But that you're also living a life where you can't explore those feelings and you are already shut down inside. I would say like, if you want more in life and you want more out of your partner, it doesn't hurt to try, you know, just like be vulnerable for a second and hopefully they're receptive because people aren't taught to be open-minded, you know, like that's something I think you, as you get older, you become more open-minded. Mm. You're all, I feel like growing up, it's, this is what you do. This is how you live. This is a relationship you're supposed to have. You're supposed to go to school. You're supposed to do this. Like you're raised a certain way. Then you become an adult and you have the option to try new things and explore new things. But no one teaches you how to do that, you know?
Yeah.
They just expect you to know how to. Mm-hmm. I mean, leap of faith.
Yeah.
Just give it a shot. But it's so hard to know if your partner is going to be accepting because most aren't, you know? And I wish that, I think with podcasts and TikTok and listening to people's experiences, it is helpful. I think maybe introducing a conversation rather than like, hey, this is what I saw. This is what I heard today. What do you think? Is easier than being like, these are my feelings. This is what I want to explore because it's so abrupt, mm-hmm. you know? But like, hey, I was listening to these people talk. What do you think about that? And it will kind of let people gauge like where your partner's at before you jump into lion's den. I would like to say, just go ahead and do it. But like,
no,
it doesn't always end well like that.
Yeah. I always say baby steps and be gentle. Baby steps. And I think that's a really good point that I've even mentioned something similarly to in the past is like, yeah, saying like, hey, I listened to this podcast where they were talking about this, or hey, I saw this relationship, or yeah, asking them kind of how they feel about it and then right. letting it settle
right.
for maybe a few days and then like bringing it up again yeah. later.
Because if you sit down and be like, so I saw this girl's really hot and I think I really want to like,
yeah, what? I really want to fuck this girl.
I think I really like girls. You what? Like, I think that providing information mm-hmm. first,
educating
people. Examples of healthy relationships, knowing that like it's just because you explore doesn't mean that your relationship's over, you know, but no one's going to believe you the first time if you're bringing it up to your partner, they're going to think all you want to do is cheat on them. Mm-hmm. And that's not it, you know? So slow, I would say educating them is probably the smartest, slowest way that would be more beneficial.
Community too, you know,
definitely,
that leads. Yeah. Do you feel like you found like a lot of your core people in this lifestyle or?
It's funny because like the swingers lifestyle, like in that, that's a bunch of certain type of people. When you enter that community, you meet like-minded people and it's fun to hang out with them. In the adult industry, you only see people like when you see them on set or you do a collab. Yeah. Like there's not a lot of gatherings of us. Like, we might get together at someone's birthday party. But
an awards show or something.
An awards show. But, like, we don't see each other that often. It's just, like, we all keep touch on, keep social media or, like, once in a while. So there's not, like, a community of that kind of people. But you do learn a lot about a community. Like, you learn who you can talk to and who you can be around and, like, you have people you are with. Every day, like who you can talk to and you can't. So finding a community is really hard to do. And if you can do it, it'd be great. Like, I guess you'd have to really look for a good one. I don't know. We still haven't found like a community of people that are like-minded like us. Hmm. It's just hard.
Yeah.
You know, unless you go to like a sex party.
Yeah, maybe that's where I found my community, you know? Is at those parties.
Because you do. That's the only place. Yeah. But like there isn't like a, I don't know, like a social club.
Yeah. Maybe we should start one.
Right? I wish.
Do you, so a lot of your like close girlfriends, are they very vanilla?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah. I'd say like 99% of them. Most of the people we surround ourselves with are very vanilla. There's a few that are a little more open-minded, but most of them were very vanilla and just curious.
So they ask you, like, you still talk about it and stuff.
Sometimes. And, yeah. Some of them are really good at asking questions and some of them are just more of like the watchers from afar. You know?
They just don't want to talk about it or just kind of linger. And
yeah. And they just like, they don't really say anything. Everyone just knows, you know, we're the taboo couple in our community that everyone talks about.
Yeah, I think I did see a reel that you posted or from another podcast that you were on sharing how you literally lost like your gym membership because of
It was those people who they took their opportunity, the girls, there was two of them who text my entire family and friends, direct links, direct photos. Wow. But they also emailed my gym and told the gym, and then the gym got pissed and canceled my membership.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, for what?
Yeah. Like, this is my gym. Like, this is my workout. It's not even related.
It has nothing to do with that.
It's so silly. When I saw that, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, it was crazy.
But so that's bizarre. There's crazy people out there. And so
it's just when you live this type of lifestyle, it's not normal. And so when people are blindsided, they react so aggressively. And it's been a year now and everyone's eased up on everything.
I think that's the thing. It takes time sometimes to settle in. And obviously the way that your ex-friend like announced it was very like harsh. Intense and harsh.
And to
that,
hurt. It was hurtful.
Yeah. And so that can also be make people react in a fearful way or whatever.
Yeah, like, you're a terrible person. You're doing all this. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. You've known me for 10 years.
Yeah.
And now someone told you my personal life. Now you have reason to be hateful.
Right.
It didn't make sense, you know? And I was like, you've known me for 10 years. Now you don't like me? I'm like, okay.
Well, I'm glad you're still leading with vulnerability and openness, too. And
you have to.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well.
It's important.
I'd love to hear, as we're getting close to the end, that last time you had that sweet release. You're comfortable sharing sweet release moment with us.
In my Christmas outfit.
Oh, nice.
We called it a Christmas cream pie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was, my husband was stoked.
The whipped cream and the double cream.
Yeah, we were doing the reels and he was like, you want to make an OnlyFans video? And I was like, sure, let's do it. He's like, yes. And so we, you know, banged on by the fireplace in my little Santa's helper outfit. And he wore his Santa clothes and he called her Christmas cream pie. And it was hot. It was really cool. People love it. It's people love it on Twitter. And yeah, it's fun.
I love that.
Making content with him is the most fun because.
Well, I'm sure it's the time where you can be mostly yourself. Yeah. Because you have been together, 15 years or 17?
Yeah, like 10, a little over 10, I think.
Oh, okay. I was doing my math wrong.
It could be that. 2013, year it is. Yeah. A long time. Yeah, it could be. Jeez, man, so long.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, so like I wouldn't say my only, but like my only orgasms are with my husband and like the best ones are with him. You know, like I'm not a man, so. I'm all mental, and so I really only relax really with him. And so it's the best content. It feels the best.
Yeah, it's probably the most real. I'm sure your fans are like, this is sexy.
It. Yeah, yeah, it's really cool.
And his too, I'm sure.
They love it. Yeah.
I mean, it's you're his wife, so I'm sure for him there's a level of
trust and he can relax too. Yeah, it's really fun.
Hey, well, thanks so much for sharing.
Yeah, thanks for having me
here today.
Absolutely.
Do you want to share like where people can find you or what you're doing even moving forward if anything fun's coming up?
I'm going to be at AVN in January. And so that'll be really cool.
Where can people vote for you?
AndyAvalon.com. I should have my links up there.
Oh, cool.
I've got my fans, my Twitter, my Instagram. Mrs. Andy Avalon is what I go by on Instagram. Follow me. And yeah, please vote, because getting MILF creator of the year would be really cool again.
Yeah, 2 years
I would love that. Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm up against some really awesome performers, so everyone is so talented, and it, you know, it'd be cool to win. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
It's when you know you're doing it right.
Yeah, you know, I feel
like loved and
connected to my fans, because I feel like, you know, you do it for them, you know, and so it's nice to see that they see me.
Yeah.
So true. And it's a nice accomplishment.
For sure. Add that on your resume.
Yeah. Whatever resume that is. So funny.
Love it. Yeah. Well, thanks again, Andy, for being
here. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And sweets, be sweet to yourself. Be sweet to your friends and your family. And just be sweet out there. Much love. Talk soon. Bye.